I'm Ken Vincent. The two major Republicans running for governor of California in the June 5th primary are taking swipes at one another, which we're going to hear about in a story in just a minute. But first, with less than a week before the primary election, the independent expenditure group backing former Los Angeles Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa for governor has launched its first ads against frontrunner Gavin Newsom. Capital Public Radio's Ben Adler has that story.
The ads are the first sustained hits on Newsom, the lieutenant governor and former San Francisco mayor.
We all know guys like Gavin, boasting, overselling his achievements.
They come from an outside group run by charter schools and funded by a handful of billionaires, a group that's now raised more than $20 million. Villaraigosa is trying to edge past Republican businessman John Cox into second place to earn a spot in the November general election under California's top two primary system. One of the bigger mysteries of the governor's race so far has been why rival Democrats and the charters group have essentially given Newsom a free pass. According to a vote-by-mail tracker from a prominent political data firm, voters have already returned nearly 1.5 million vote-by-mail ballots, which raises the question of whether these new ads are too little, too late. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Adler.
Republican candidate for governor John Cox made some eye-opening claims against his GOP rival Travis Allen in a recent TV ad. Capital Public Radio's PolitiFact reporter Chris Nichols fact-checked these Republican-on-Republican attacks.
Recent polls show support is growing for Cox, who was recently endorsed by President Trump and is trying to rally Republicans around himself at Allen's expense. Here's the start of the ad by Cox's campaign.
For Republicans, the race for governor is crystal clear. There's conservative businessman John Cox leading the opposition.
We examine the ad's three attacks on Allen.
Then there's career politician Travis Allen. He gave campaign donations to Jerry Brown, Gavin Newsom, and Barbara Boxer. And on the floor vote, Allen refused to join Republicans opposing driver's licenses for illegal aliens.
The first part about Allen being a career politician is misleading. The Orange County Assemblyman first ran for office in 2012, but his career in the private sector as a financial planner far outstretches his time in politics. We rated that claim false. We rated the next claim about Allen donating to top Democrats mostly true. Campaign finance records support that statement, though it should be noted the contributions were made back in 2010, before Allen started his political career. Finally, we rated half true the claim that Allen refused to join Republicans on a vote opposing driver licenses for undocumented immigrants. Allen missed the final vote on that measure in September 2013. However, he did vote against it earlier that same year, a key point that's ignored by the ad. In Sacramento, I'm Chris Nichols.